Coach, we're standing in the rain. You just got done watching your 200 meters. You knew this was going to be a dogfight. You got two of your three in, but, boy, it wasn't easy, was it?
No, I mean, it was a pretty good loaded 200 for our class. And had a lot of kids under 23 in the low 22s and knew it was probably going to take 22 mid. And Lakin ran a good 22-1, and Ethan was able to qualify with a 22-9.
Otherwise, it's been a fabulous day. A couple of state champions, Warrior Throwers, as usual, Kennedy and Broad come through with flying colors on their first defense of the day.
Yeah, you expected Kennedy to win the disc, expected Brock to win the shot, and you know, both did a great job. Again, just stayed consistent throughout the year like we've talked about, and just seeing how many kids we can qualify for finals tomorrow and try to score some more points.
Yep, and of course those two and the other, their other throws, going for the rare double. That doesn't happen for a lot of kids, but they could do it tomorrow.
Yeah, and Brock's got to have a pretty big throw in the disc. The Class D disc is pretty good. He's going to have to throw in that 170 range to get up there. And again, Kennedy's the favorite in the shot. So again, just her being her and being consistent, she should hopefully get that one done too.
Ethan in the high jump. Boy, he and the kid from Overton had a battle, didn't they?
Yeah, the top two in the state. They were separated by a quarter of an inch. It went to 6'8". They both had cleared 6'7". You know, just a good contest. And Ethan was ahead going into the last height at 6'8". And Overton kid was able to PR and make it. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do it, but we still got the 8 points.
Spargo girls came through with flying colors today. Both dads got to be proud. They really came through with some good times, didn't they?
Yeah, it was fun to watch. Love watching them compete and then compete against each other and, you know, push each other to be the best they can. And Claire was able to break the state meet record and see what they can do in finals tomorrow.
Do you think she has a picture of Taylor McIntyre she's going to put on the wall tonight just to kind of look at her all night or something like that?
If she didn't, she will now.
She's standing right behind me. Anyway, but no, you got a big day tomorrow. I mean, you guys are going for state titles, no question. We got a big day tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, we're excited. We love the competition. We've been at big meets. You know, we take them to Kansas Relays. We take them to the Don Bader at Lexington. You know, we want to see teams like Chase County and bigger schools. So we get in this situation. We've been there, and we know what we need to do.